ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Pennsylvania's Attorney General announced the alleged leader of a cocaine trafficking ring involving Penn State University students and two student fraternities surrendered this morning. 24-year-old Agostino Abatiello was arraigned on numerous felonies. 13 other suspects are also charged.
Officials say between 2023 and 2024, two of the suspects made regular trips to New York and Philadelphia to buy as much as a kilogram of the drug at a time. They say the cocaine was then allegedly packaged to sell to students at two fraternity houses. The drugs were allegedly then sold to other students with payments in cash or using apps. Officials say one of the suspects was known as the largest dealer of coke for Penn State students.
ABC's Lionel Moyes. The battle over reopening the Strait of Hormuz heating up. President Trump claims the strait is now U.S. territory. Iran says it controls the shipping waterway. Air defense systems in the UAE activated today due to a missile threat. And oil prices rising due to uncertainty in the Middle East. This is ABC News. Dangerous heat across the South, including 15 states from California to North Carolina. Drought revealing long-kept secrets in the West. Lake Mead, the country's largest man-made reservoir, is at its lowest level ever. And as water drops, it exposes what was on the bottom of the lake. Las Vegas police responding to a possible discovery of human remains. People that reportedly finding a jawbone with fillings. The coroner now looking into it. As the water receded in 2022, numerous sets of remains were found, including a body in a barrel. The average used car sold for about $27,000 last month. That according to Edmunds and Blue Book. Prices may not rise much for the rest of the summer, but long-term trends are working against consumers. Used car shoppers looking to spend less than $15,000, though, can expect limited selection, and tariff threats could push prices even higher. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you're vacationing in your RV, there are some things you can always count on. Quality time with the family, watching for shooting stars, and your cousin's need to take a photo of everything.
Get scooch closer to the grill. You're out of the shot.
I love the light in here.
Mark, you're blinking again.
I'm not moving. You guys have to move.
This one's blurry.
Wait, don't take a bite of the corn. I want to get a pic.
With Progressive, your RV is protected 24/7, so you're prepared for whatever you don't see coming.
I'm just taking a picture of the grill. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C.
Ready to order?
Yes. We're earning unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with the Capital One Saver Card. So, let's just get one of everything.
Everything?
Fire everything. The Capital One Saver Card is at table 27 and they're earning unlimited 3% cash back.
Yes, Chef!
This is so nice.
Had a feeling you'd want 3% cash back on dessert.
Ooh, tiramisu.
Earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with the Capital One Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of rain this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 87. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 66. Chance for storms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 81. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 68.
Mid-American Network News. Topeka city planners discussed a text amendment to the city's zoning code that could affect where data centers, including large-scale, hyperscale facilities, can be built. The proposed amendments were discussed last night as part of the city's review of zoning regulations and requirements to include data centers and for other land uses. According to the city planning agenda, the current zoning code includes no land use for data center. This comes after Campus Data Center submitted a proposal in late July. The Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in locating 75-year-old Marcy Goldsmith. Marcy is described as a white female, 5 feet 2, 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She is traveling in a GMC Savannah. I'm Stephanie Austin.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes! Yeah.
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A tree that has been a staple of the Kansas landscape for decades will soon be placed under a statewide quarantine. Beginning January 1st, 2027, Callery Pear Trees, often sold under the names like Bradford Fair, Cleveland Select, and Chanticleer, can no longer be sold, moved, or distributed in Kansas, according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The quarantine is aimed at slowing the spread of the tree. The state officials say has become an invasive species.
Tracy Lawrence for the U.S. Air Force.
We all have tough choices we have to make. Life just works that way. I remember when I was getting ready to move to Nashville to pursue my dream. I packed my 10-year-old Toyota Corolla with 250,000 miles on it and hit the road. It was a tough choice, but the right one for me. If I decided to take what seemed like an easier road, I never would have achieved my dream. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Kansas Mid-American Network News on the Indy Hoosier. One high school student started off this year's 2026 fall school semester by officially meeting with Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen at the end of last week after becoming the first winner of the Nebraska Civics Bee. As KSNB Local Channel 4 sat in on some of the proclamation signings at the end of last week. It is an annual event in the state of Nebraska, giving students opportunities to be challenged in civics and to be able to see how government works at a statewide level. Now, as Bernal is the state contestant winner, she will be advancing to the national level as well, with the national competition scheduled for the month of October. In other news, one individual in Nebraska has claimed the $50,000 that they won for the Nebraska lottery drawing after the Pick 5 ticket was drawn in the city of Lincoln. According to the Nebraska Lottery, they say that any prizes of $20,000 or more must be claimed in person at the lottery headquarters located in the capital city. Mid-America Network News.
Get rid of some jewelry? Don't waste any time and stop by Phil's Coins and Bullion today. Phil's Coins will give you top dollar for any of your unwanted jewelry. Whether it's gold or silver, get the most out of the unwanted jewelry in your drawer and do it with Phil's Coins and Bullion. 9344 West Central Avenue.
Phil's Coins and Bullion. PhilsCoins.com.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Transportation has awarded the City of Marysville a Transportation Alternative Program grant toward development of a 7th Street corridor from Carolina to Calhoun Streets. The $1.835 million grant was among 33 awarded statewide and will be supplemented by some $300,000 in private contributions pledged toward the nearly $3 million project, which was set in motion by a grassroots effort of local volunteers who submitted the initial application through the City of Marysville, which is cooperating. Underground infrastructure work will be incorporated with a trail connection from downtown north to Calhoun and a park-like environment built into the abandoned rail corridor. A timeline for the work is to be established. A public meeting is planned Tuesday, outlining a transition plan for the Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville. The board has approved a long-term plan to make the site a premier destination in Marshall County, with better exhibits, storytelling, and stronger ties to local business and events. The public is welcome to attend Tuesday evening at 5:30 at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville. Additional details on their Facebook page. Marshall County Extension accepting nominations for the Bankers Association Awards for soil, water, and energy conservation, water quality, windbreaks, and a wildlife habitat. These are due by September 4th. Contact Marshall County Extension agent Megan Jaquis for more information. Nebraska Department of Transportation beginning a 9-mile project in Pawnee County this week along Highway 4. Roadway resurfacing, shoulder grading, bridge construction, replacements, and extension of culverts will be included. Nebraska Highway 4 will be closed to through traffic between the junction of Nebraska 99 and 50 for replacement of a bridge. Traffic using a detour on Highways 99, 8, and 50. Full closure for the bridge work expected to last until May of next year. For the rest of the project, flaggers and a pilot car will guide traffic with a 12-foot width restriction in place through construction expected through September 2027. Classes begin Tuesday for Marysville USD 364 schools, with Valley Heights starting Wednesday with a full day, then no school for USD 498 Thursday for the funeral of Jenna Vatower. Classes resume again at Valley Heights Friday. Southern starts Thursday. Hanover, Lynn, Axtell, Frankfort, Centralia, and Diller O'Dell all got the year underway last week. A state law regarding cell phone and electronic device use in schools takes effect this fall. Each district will develop policy guidelines and have begun the process. USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schrader and USD 380 Superintendent Joel Bickford.
Some things that have happened last year as a result of the legislative session. Students are not allowed to have cell phones during the learning day, which is from the start of school to the end. So we are going to be implementing that students keep those in their lockers and do not access them throughout the day. And at the elementary, they will do it like they have in the past with their cubicles. And then also two-way messaging will not be allowed unless it's on approved district social media platforms. So at the August meeting, our board will be approving which district platforms we will use so our staff can communicate with our students and make sure that we're following the law as it is intended.
We also have a new cell phone policy. The state law required us to change that, which in that required us to have a parent communication piece, so we had to install that as well.
Jenna L. Vatower, age 42 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville, burial St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jenna Vatower. Scott R. Griswold, age 65 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Scott Griswold. Connie Heidebrecht, age 80 of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Connie Heidebrecht. Ronald G. Hub Hubbard, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Avoca, Nebraska Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ron Hub Hubbard.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then more scattered showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely early Wednesday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And more rain showers possible throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers early Thursday, then sunny with our highs in the lower 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine Friday with our highs in the upper 80s, then a chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some scattered rain showers possible on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high nearing 85. Then scattered showers possible into Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 68, and rain early Monday morning. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 64, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:41.
What's one of the most important back-to-school routines? Here's a hint. It doesn't involve shopping. Some end-of-summer transition advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341, 800-761-7341, 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 18th, the 230th day of the year. Actors Martin Mull and Patrick Swayze were both born on this day, and Ringo Starr became the Beatles' drummer on this day in 1962. If you have school-age kids or grandkids, you're busy stocking up on pencils, notebooks, and other supplies. But one of the most important things a child needs to make a successful back-to-school adjustment can't be bought in the store. It's a good sleep routine. The final days of summer are the time to gradually make the transition to earlier bedtimes. Start by waking your late sleeper up a little bit earlier each day. By the time school starts, they'll be up and at 'em, rested and ready when the school bell rings. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our advice of the day at almanac.com.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, jetting off to some popular vacation spot, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg. And United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. We're just weeks away from the kickoff of college football across the nation and here in the state of Kansas. And the Kansas University Jayhawks football team is still narrowing down their roster on who potentially will be the lead quarterback for the 2026 football season. As passing game coordinator and quarterback coach Jim Zabrowski said, right now it's come down to two different players between redshirt junior Cole Ballard and redshirt sophomore Isaiah Marshall.
I think there's some competition where it's two guys like, we have to pick one. And there's two guys like, I really like both. We really like both these dudes. Whoever gets it's going to make us really good. So that's how I look at it. So I think for the fans out there, you got two really good dudes, really good players that are going to be really good. Whoever plays is going to play really well.
Ballard is going into the season having seen action in 15 games for the Jayhawks, while Marshall had played in 9. According to the team, they say it is good news that they have two quarterbacks competing for that lead spot, with a third one in the wings. The Jayhawks open up their season coming up on September 4th against LIU. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better, not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Kansas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
With high school athletics starting off for the fall 2026 season, the Manhattan High School football team has announced that they will be sporting the new Adidas Patrick Mahomes Gladiator brand for the season, as the Gladiator logo will be featured on 13 select high school football programs around the country, in addition to 15 programs that were announced at last year. In a statement from the head football coach for the team of Manhattan, they say, quote, obviously it's a good deal for the school. A lot of the schools that are involved with this are top-notch athletic programs in their state, and quite honestly, it's an honor to be affiliated with them. Manhattan's coming into the season as the reigning Kansas 6A football state champions and remains the only Kansas school to rep the brand of three-time Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes. As they say, quote, it's a testament of our athletic program. It's a very strong athletic program. We win multiple state championships every year. I think that's what the Mahomes brand and Adidas were looking for. In total, 27 high school programs will wear the new all-white uniforms inspired by Texas Tech's Too Cold uniform. Mid-America Network Sports.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temp's Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temp's Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temp's Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Puckered, distorted leaves of green and yellow to pink, orange, and purple are easy to spot and indicate peach leaf curl is present. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This fungal disease occurs wherever peaches are grown and starts infecting the leaves and stems as the buds begin to swell. Peach leaf curl is most common when the springs are cool and wet. You'll see less damage when temperatures are 45 degrees or colder and during warm springs when the buds quickly expand into full-size leaves. Healthy trees that are properly maintained can survive this disease. Keep trees healthy by thinning the fruit, watering as needed, and avoiding late season fertilization. Struggling trees or those repeatedly affected by this disease can be treated with a fungicide labeled for fruit trees. Treat in fall after leaf drop or spring before the buds begin to swell. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He was just 24 years old when he died in a traffic accident. Yet for the annual celebrations of his life and career in acting, one might think he lived for over a century. Today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the Crop Tour Finale, Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
His name is legendary in acting, yet he starred in but three major motion pictures. Phil Ziegler of Fairmount, Indiana, remembers the young man who made this town famous, James Dean.
He was born in Marion at the corner of 4th and McClure Streets. It was an apartment house there. It's now gone. And when he was 3 months old, his father and mother and he moved here to Fairmount.
In 1936, James Dean's father was transferred to work at the Veterans Hospital in Los Angeles, and the family moved there. But when his mother died of cancer in 1940, his father sent his son back to Fairmount to be raised by his aunt. And that's where James Dean remained until graduating high school in 1949.
When he was living on the farm, his aunt Hortense was active in the WCTU at Back Creek Friends Meeting. So she would get Jimmy to give these readings. Well, he was having difficulty with one of them, so he went to Adeline Brookshire. She recognized Jimmy's talent. He needed help with this reading.
Dean went on to star in three major motion pictures, East of Eden, Rebel Without a Cause, and Giant. The latter two were released after his death in a car accident on September 30, 1955. The family decided that James Dean, only 24 at the time of his death, should be buried in Fairmount.
They let anything and everything out there at that gravesite. Cigarettes, dolls, letters, postcards. It's amazing. And they come here from all over the world. From Europe, Japan. They're cuckoo about him in Japan. They love him over there.
Although decades have passed, people continue to identify with James Dean and the spirit of a rebellious youth. And each year, the annual celebration of the life of the movie legend grows larger in his Hoosier hometown. Traveling the countryside in Fairmount, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Livestock through their point of view, and you'll both be a lot happier. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's important to understand how animals literally see their world as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Livestock quietly grazing in the pasture looks like an idyllic scene to you, but in the animal's mind, it's an invitation for predators. From poultry to goats to cattle and horses, all are considered prey species in the animal kingdom. Prey foraging behaviors such as grazing put the animal in a vulnerable position in terms of sight. Lissa Seifelt is an extension agricultural educator at the University of Wisconsin. She says livestock have adapted with eye placement on the side of the face rather than the front.
And what this does is it allows them to have a larger field of vision. They can detect things kind of more their peripheral vision a lot more quickly than a predator could because of where those eyes are placed. But it comes at a cost, and that cost is depth perception. So they have fairly poor depth perception about where things are in relation to distance from them.
Shadows on the ground can be perceived as a big hole, and going from sunlight into a dimly lit barn is like walking into a dark cave where a scary predator might be lurking.
We might need to take some extra steps and light up that entrance point so that the animal can see inside and see that, oh, there's not this scary predator waiting to pounce on me as soon as I step into that dark area. You know, I think sometimes we take for granted the difference in lighting because our eyes are very good at adjusting accordingly. Our animal species also do that, but it might be to a slower degree.
Being aware of these natural tendencies can help animal handlers adjust their procedures. Working calmly and quietly will pay dividends in getting animals to do what you want them to. Learn more about how animals see the world at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
morning, calling, oh sinner, come home. Calling, oh sinner, come home.
Micah wanted God's blessing, but on his own terms. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Judges 17, Micah stole silver from his mother, returned it, and then used part of it to make an idol. He built a shrine, gathered religious objects, and hired a Levite to be his personal priest. Then he said, "Now I know that the Lord will prosper me, because I have a Levite as priest." But Micah was not trusting God. He was trying to manage him. He believed the right religious setup could guarantee success. Later, another tribe stole his idols and his priest, and Micah was left with nothing. It's a warning for us today. God's favor cannot be purchased or controlled. True stewardship begins not with strategy, but surrender. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
A noted agricultural historian talks about ag's influence on the American way of life today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. I was poking around recently for show ideas for Farm to Fork when I ran across a podcast called Wheat's on Your Mind. It's produced by the Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. A recent episode featured ag historian Doug Hurt, who I remember having on my show on occasion about 30 years ago. Hurt shared how agriculture was a big part of American history from the beginning.
American agriculture is just fundamental. It's driven the American economy since the early colonial period. It's responsible for American expansion. It's responsible for industrialization and urbanization, you know, without which none of these developments would have occurred. Certainly, American agriculture has played a significant role in American foreign policy in the past, and diplomacy.
Hurt says agriculture has been a key component of the country's history.
When you think of American agriculture overall, you really can't understand the history of American development, which is to say American history in general, without having, I think, a very good understanding of the significance and the interrelationships of agriculture to everyday American life.
I'll have Doug Hurt back in tomorrow's show to discuss how American agriculture evolved. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Across 8 of the 18 major corn-producing states, 4% of the corn crop has reached maturity, slightly outpacing the 5-year average of 3%. However, 10 key growing states currently report no mature corn. While this lag is largely standard for mid-August, regional agronomists and the USDA's crop progress report detail varying crop conditions and weather challenges across these states. In Colorado, farmers planted 1.47 million acres of corn this season. Crop progress remains typical at 0% mature, but conditions skew heavily negative, with 56% rated poor or very poor and 0% rated excellent. In Indiana, planting reached 5.3 million acres. While development aligns with normal timelines, recent severe weather caused 7 to 17 inches of rainfall and heavy flooding. Leaf diseases like gray leaf spot are present, though 61% of the crop remains in good to excellent condition.
In Iowa, they covered 13.25 million acres. Iowa's corn crop shows typical progress with 0% maturity. Conditioned ratings remain strong with 78% rated good or excellent. In Michigan, farmers planted 2.3 million acres. Most fields ranged between the doe and reproductive stages. Mild disease presence is reported with 58% of the crop rated good to excellent. In Minnesota, they had 8.8 million acres planted. Development is slightly ahead of schedule, and 66% of the crop rates good to excellent. In North Dakota, planting hit 4.7 million acres. The crop faces notable stress with 31% rated poor or very poor and only 33% rated good or excellent. In Ohio, covering 3.45 million acres, maturity sits at 0%, slightly behind its 1% historical average. Recent heavy storms brought standing water, yet 66% of the fields maintain good to excellent standing. In Pennsylvania, farmers planted 1.04 million acres. The crop exhibits the highest quality ratings with 89% rated good or excellent. And in South Dakota, they planted 6.4 million acres. Dry conditions near Sioux Falls are causing localized stress, leaving 44% rated good to excellent and 28% poor or very poor. Fall season is finally here. Are you ready? You will be with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned right here all season long as we give you updates directly from the farm with harvest updates across the country. From Texas all the way up to the Dakotas, we have your daily crop progress reports, quality reports, harvest delays, co-op and price updates on your crop, and so much more. Let us help you have a successful harvest this year, and it all starts right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
The placement
by
the
way,
Supply in Washington.
Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade,
save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a 6-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
How one company is improving efficiency, land stewardship, crop management, and profitability within the specialty crops sector using robots. That's today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Robotics, based in Haywood, California, was co-founded by a farmer, Curtis Garner, and roboticist Gabe Sibley. The company focuses on developing technology valuable for the farming industry in terms of precision agriculture for return on investment.
It allows the growers to save on their largest cost centers a lot, like 50% and more from day one. And that's sort of how it gets started with us. You know, we get on the farm and we help with real problems that the growers have, but that's just the beginning because we very quickly start to unlock, well, how do you increase yields with this technology? How do you grow larger produce? And those things are new value that's unlocked because of the technology. And that's where the fun begins, because that's where that digitization step really unlocks new value. So that's it in a nutshell. It's, you know, this smart sharpshooter that's towed behind a trailer, behind the tractor, excuse me, delivering inputs at a very, very precise level.
Sibley says there is a lot of focus on software because that is what controls the robot.
maybe a couple hundred megabytes of computer vision models. So it's about teaching the software how to behave. And that's great because we don't have to re-engineer the hardware. And so software, obviously, you can change very rapidly.
All manufacturing is done in the United States, and a robot has a lifespan of 4 years. But that continues to improve as technology improves. It is a service-based company, meaning a farmer does not have to purchase the robot. As of right now, the robots are being used on apples and on specialty crops. However, testing is currently being done in broad-acre row crops. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on robotics and agriculture, log on to agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Kansas State University weed management specialist Sarah Gansky is getting questions regarding weed management in smooth brome grass pastures and hay meadows. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. The smooth brome grass stands in many fields were damaged by recent fall armyworm infestations. Gansky says that these thin stands, coupled with good growing conditions for summer annual weeds, have caused weed infestations that need to be addressed if the brome grass is to recover or be reseeded this fall.
Grazing and haying management is very important, and giving time for the brome to recover. If we focus in on those weedy brome species, which is probably the number one in terms of frequency of calls and also in terms of the difficulty of management, right? And the reason those weedy bromes are so difficult to manage is that they have very similar life cycles, very similar herbicide tolerances. So, you know, thinking about just giving that brome time to rest and recover is important, and then also reducing that weed seed bank there. So sometimes we make recommendations to do things like mow.
Gansky explains some of the benefits of mowing the weedy bromes.
If you know you have a bunch of brome that is getting ready to produce seeds, maybe going out and mowing it before those seeds actually are produced and are viable. When I say brome there, I meant the weedy bromes. Before those seeds are viable, that could be an option. The other thing that mowing can do for you is if you have, you know, large weeds or in places, you know, a dense stand of whatever kind of plant material, just going through and mowing that can actually help make our herbicide applications more effective.
Perennial weeds may be controlled with the late summer applications, but in some cases, the best time for application may have passed. Before applying any herbicide, Gansky reminds producers to consider the risks.
A lot of the herbicides that we can apply that are effective for weed control also carry a pretty big risk of injuring brome species. Things that contain imidacloprid are likely to cause some injury. Things that contain picloram or tordon, so thinking about like a Grazon P+D type of product, could cause injury. So just kind of knowing what your tolerance is for that injury and how stressed your brome stand is already. Because if the smooth brome grass stand is already stressed, then we're more likely to see this injury from these herbicide applications.
That was K-State weed management specialist Sarah Gansky with information on weed management in smooth brome grass pastures and hay meadows. Before making any application decisions, she recommends consulting current herbicide labels and the 2026 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, Rangeland, and Non-Cropland Guide, which is available from the Extension Bookstore. bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through Tuesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to see more red numbers come across the board, as now the corn numbers are now showing weakness all across, and most of these numbers are in the red. Over in the seeds market, the soybean numbers have come back down as well, and they are currently mixed across the board. And over in the livestock, the cattle have been strong since the markets first opened up, well into the green, and the hogs, they remain all in the red. In the corn market, September corn down 2.25 at 462.75, and December down 1.75 at 487.75. Kansas City wheat for September down 12.5 at 746.25, and December down 11 cents at 760.75. In the oats market, September oats down 1.25 at 331 even, and December unchanged at 349.75. In the bean market, September beans up a penny at 1202 even, and November up 2.25 at 1218.25. Soybean meal for September down 60 cents at 311.50, and October down 70 cents at 313.30. Soybean oil for September down $1.46 at $69.98, and October down $1.30 at $69.91. In the canola market, November canola down $17.80 at $809.60, and January down $17.40 at $818.90. In the cotton market, December cotton down 27 cents at $85.21, and March down 31 cents at $86.97. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up a penny at $99.54, and December also up a penny at $99.28. The euro for September is up to $1.15, and December is higher as well at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for September is slightly down to 62 cents, and December currently unchanged at 63 cents. And over in our afternoon stock market numbers, the S&P 500 falls, hurt by elevated global bond yields and oil prices. With the Dow Jones down 97 points at 53,362, the S&P 500 down 43 points at 7,701, and the NASDAQ down 307 points at 26,337. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty, it's an American thing.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks opened the trading week with losses. The Dow giving up 273 points, the S&P losing 0.5%, the NASDAQ slipping 0.3%. Futures were lower overnight as investors react to rising oil prices. The Trump administration ratchets up its tariff war with Canada tomorrow, imposing a 50% tariff on furniture, wine, cement, and clothing coming over the border. All told, $20 billion worth of Canadian goods will be affected. If you drive up to your favorite supermarket to find the doors locked, the store was probably owned by Kroger. The grocery chain is moving ahead with plans to close 60 stores under multiple brands in more than a dozen states by the end of the year. Red Lobster is carefully bringing back its endless shrimp deal, offering five varieties, including a new one, garlic bread crusted shrimp. The same promotion helped to drive the seafood chain into bankruptcy when it was permanently added to the menu 3 years ago. This time, it's only a temporary offer. Jim Ryan, ABC.
Supporting local businesses isn't just a feel-good idea, it's one of the most powerful ways we can invest in our own communities. Local businesses give Marysville character, unique shopping experiences, friendly service you can't receive online, and making the community feel like home. When you visit Marysville, stop by and visit these wonderful locally owned businesses.
August is National Eye Exam Month, and Blue River Eye Care wants to help you see what you've been missing. Even if you see clearly, and don't wear glasses, regular eye exams still matter. Because I can see just fine doesn't always tell the whole story. An eye exam helps protect your vision, monitor your overall health, and keeps your eyes working their best for years to come. Make August the month you put your eye health first. Visit Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville with convenient Monday hours until 7 p.m. The difference is clear.
Your new home awaits. Inline Construction can help you design and then build that dream home on your site. Or lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville. Don't wait. Make today the day you call on Inline Construction for a quote at 562-5525 or inline.construction at yahoo.com.
Craving something sweet? Check out 8th Street Sweets on Facebook. Everything homemade from cakes, cookies, and custom treats. All baked fresh by me, Hannah Blasky. Offering special orders for birthdays, business events, weddings, and anything that needs a sweet treat fix. For made from the heart desserts, follow 8th Street Sweets on Facebook to see what I've created and order your next sweet favorite.
If you like working with your hands and seeing a finished product come to life, Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring welders, assemblers, wet painters, and machinists. Offering competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus. The benefit package including 401k, health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance. Apply online at landall.com/careers. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Local businesses mean a stronger, more vibrant town for all. Next time you need something, think local first, because when local businesses thrive, we all do. Presented by One Marysville and KNDY, supporting our community every day.
I'm David Adam Burns, and look forward to coming out and making our debut at Nemaha Nights on Saturday, October the 3rd, with Mr. Josh Ward. Y'all grab those tickets and get ready for a honky-tonkin' night.
Hot little mess, her heart is wild as the west. Those boots were just born to run. Shoots from the hip, got a fast trigger lip, and she'll tear you up just for fun. Restless as the wind, you can't fence that in, but if you can keep up with a cowgirl, she's gonna take you on a hell of a ride. If you can keep up with a cowgirl, you're gonna wanna hold on for dear life. Like a neon town, when the sun goes down, she's gonna keep you up all night. Might put a little wild in your world if you can keep up with a cowgirl. Tough as they come, it's always been in her blood, like the Rio running through her veins. If you're lucky enough, she'll give you her love before she up and rides away. She's got a heart of gold, and it's yours to hold. If you can keep up with a cowgirl, she's gonna take you on a hell of a ride. If you can keep up with a cowgirl, you're gonna wanna hold on for dear life. Like a neon town, when the sun goes down, she's gonna keep you up all night. Might put a little wild in your world if you can keep up with a cowgirl. Tell you firsthand, it's worth it if you can keep up with a cowgirl. She's gonna take you on a hell of a ride. If you can keep up with a cowgirl, you're gonna wanna hold on for dear life. Like a neon town, when the sun goes down, she's gonna keep up all night. Might
I put a little wild in your world. If you can keep up with a cowgirl.
I'm David Adam Burns. We look forward to coming out and making our debut at Nemaha Nights on Saturday, October the 3rd, with Mr. Josh Ward. Y'all grab those tickets and get ready for a honky-tonking night.
Today's country, all day, every day, 95.5 KNDY. Streaming on the KNDY app. KNDY FM, Marysville.